K-E-R-U-H. Perfect timing. I was finally able to dig my mic out of my console. Didn't hear you yesterday. Were you in early or late or not at all? Yeah, I got in, I don't know, 6:50-ish yesterday morning. I don't know why I was so early, but woke up, got ready, and that's just kind of how it happened. Wife's on a new schedule, so getting to the office early is easy, but today was my firstborn son's 4th birthday, so I hung out a little bit in the morning to say hi to him. Cool. How old? 4 years old. Groovy. Is that your oldest, or is your daughter your oldest? They're Irish twins, but my daughter is the oldest. She's 5. Roger. There you go. Ah, the fun times. I mean, 10, 11. You know, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's tons of fun then. Then they're into all sorts of mischief. I can't imagine because they're already into things that they shouldn't be, and then they get into things that I'm impressed they know how to do. My littlest, he's going to be 2 in January. He's this morning at 6:30, he was driving a little monster truck RC car around the house. I'm like, why are you doing this, and how do you know how to do that? But, yep, it's a good time. Just lots of work. Jeppers, well, it's all good. So, cool. Oh, man, I almost didn't go in today. I took, I went home. I got into work yesterday, and my back was just giving me all sorts of crap. So I went home at lunchtime, finished out the day from home with a heating pad, hoping to loosen up whatever it was or make some room for the nerves or something. I don't know what the hell that does because it's a nerve thing pinched in the lower back. Today I wake up a little better, but I'm not wearing dress pants with a belt. I'm wearing a sweatpants, kind of, sort of. So, no meetings for me. It's crazy what back pain does to you. It's almost, I think, tooth pain and back pain are the two worst pains you can have. And back pain is just what is it calling? Jesus, I can't even talk. It's crippling. Debilitating? I don't know. I quit. Debilitating? Debilitating? Debilitating. I think that's what you're looking for. But, yeah, back pain's bad. I think tooth pain's probably worse as far as just pure pain goes. I had tooth pain so bad that it had me just double over with my head in my hands. Just couldn't get away from it. Back pain is bad. But, as long as I sit or stand straight up, as long as I find a spot, I'm usually okay. You know, I can get away from it, usually. Fortunately, I've only had tooth pain one time, and it was my first semester at college. All 4 of my wisdom teeth were coming in at once, so I didn't sleep for about, I don't know, 2-3 months straight. It was miserable. And it's been over a year since my back's gone out, and I had to go see a chiropractor 4 times in a week. But yeah, it sucks. I don't know if you're in that culture where you believe in chiropractors, but everyone I've gone and seen when I needed them, they've been absolute magicians. But I know there's a ton of people who are like, absolutely not. I will never go to a chiropractor. I tend to be more in that camp. Not saying I wouldn't, but it's nothing I ever think about doing. I can't imagine the scenario that would have to occur for me to go, you know, for me to do that. You know, I mean, it's worth a try, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin. So basically, it's I put myself more in the, it's quackery, and I don't want to do it. And then plus, I've known a couple of chiropractors in my life, and one of the ones that I know, I swear to God, if anything had happened, I'd say, oh, I my pinky finger hurts, you know, because I slammed it in a door or something like that. He goes, let me see if I can adjust your spine and take care of that. You know, it's like, you just shake your head and go, what?
Yeah, I've met some like that too, where that's, you know, the solution to everything is a snap, crackle, pop, and I get everything's connected, and the spine is, you know, the core of everything. I just don't get how, like you said, right, something to that extreme. Now, I will say, I mean, they've cracked my hands, and I'm like, holy crap, that's amazing. But it's all temporary relief. I can't even talk today. I need to go back to bed. So, and it's, you know, like that one guy I went and saw, phenomenal chiropractor, had me back and walking in like 2 days. Felt better after the first visit even. I mean, I was wrecked. Could barely even drive. And he's like, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, I get you're working on a patient and you want to see it through, but at what point are you just having me come here to collect a payment?
Yep. Well, I suppose before I did anything like that, I should probably go see my regular doctor and find out, you know, if there's anything going on. I've had this particular back pain. Mine's very, very specific. It's, you know, I hear people talk about pain that shoots down their leg, pain that does this. You know, it's very, you know, it's, mine is like a very specific spot. Just to the left of my spine. I mean, like, you know, it's like right at my spine, but on the left side of it. And it's way low. They did some x-rays a few years back when I bitched about it, and they said I had deterioration of the whatever it is that separates L5 from S1. And they believe that there's a nerve getting pinched in there because of it. So it's all, you know, I believe that is the case, you know, but when it happens, you know, when that nerve pinches, man, it just, you know, it's not the pain, but I lose, like, control. I can't stand, you know, and my legs get wobbly and I can't hold myself up. It's not that there's pain in my legs. They just lose their function.
And I believe the only cure for that is fusion, right? I think my mom has a similar thing. She's actually supposed to schedule her surgery here pretty soon. She's actually, like, her back's really jacked up. I think she needs 3 vertebrae in her lower back fused. And then my wife, similar situation. She was a gymnast in high school and fractured a vertebrae in her back, and same thing happens to her occasionally. She gets what you get, just like back just isn't happy and things don't work like they're supposed to. She gets pain though, but yeah, it's weird how it's all connected. It makes sense, but man, it's not fun to deal with.
Yeah, oh, I get pain. It's just, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't radiate anywhere. It's just, it stays right in that spot. It's like a knife or something going right into that particular spot. It's hard to explain, you know, but there's other non-pain, is what I'm saying, is there's non-pain symptoms as well, and that's my leg's kind of giving out, so it's a combination. You know, I've heard people say, oh, sciatic, you know, there's something in the sciatic nerve. And that's supposed to be similar, you know, in the back there. But everybody says that shoots down your leg, the pain. And I, you know, like I said, the pain does not shoot down my leg. In fact, I lose sensation in my legs, if anything. So it might be sciatic, you know, just a different, in a different way, like it's cutting it off instead of poking it or something. I don't know. But, well, enough on all that old man talk. Although your wife is not old, so, you know, it's not always. And when did this first happen for me? Let's see, I'm trying to think. It would have been 90s. So we're talking, yeah, I'd have been a younger man, too. And I remember, I can tell you the day it happened. I was leaning over. You know how radios have, like, what, the RF deck, and then they have the control head? Well, we used to call them trunk units. And the trunk unit for the Centaur X9000s were huge, you know, and they were in this trunnion, this tray, and, you know, you'd get one of those old bathtub Chevys come in that were being used for patrol cars in the 90s, and you had to, hold on, and you really had to lean over, you know, the back of the bumper and into the trunk and really extend to get up, you know, to get a grip on the trunk unit, which was up on the package, on the shelf in the trunk. It was quite a reach, and I was tugging on it to try to get out, and like, pull, 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 and then all of a sudden, wham, and something hit right in my back and sent me to the ground. And I was like, oh my God, and everybody goes, you okay? And I just, and I got up, you know, I said, yeah, I'm fine, you know, now. And that was it, it's just like that, you know? And that particular pain has come back. You know, every time it's that pain right there from when I popped it, when I pulled that tray, and it just gets more frequent and longer. I went probably a couple of years till I felt it again, you know, back then, and then it was like, you know, maybe more often, and it just got more frequent, and then now I get it, you know, every now and again, a couple times, three times a year, and it sticks for like 2-3 days. Sucks. Did I time out?
That ATDF, if you did, it was perfect timing because I was going through my crater. I could hear you, but then I got to a point where it just cut out, and I was very, very confused. I'm like, man, is it that bad? But then you said, did I time out? So I think you may have. But I remember I had a similar situation. It's just a weird angle. That's why they always say lift with your legs, not your back. But I was cutting a locking hitch pin off of an old truck of mine. It got ruined in the wintertime. I couldn't get the damn thing out. So I was sitting on my butt with my legs under the rear bumper of the truck and with an angle grinder. And I wasn't, like, severely hunched over, but enough to where there was apparently strain on my lower back. And I went to go stand up, and I literally couldn't. Like, something slipped. And I imagine it was a similar thing to you, like my legs just didn't work. I had to lay on the ground for a minute and then recompose myself, and it hurt for a couple days. And then same thing, it's been kind of recurring ever since then. But I also think a lot of the damage was done throughout college, just lifting heavy weights like an idiot and doing it all right, like proper form, programs, all that stuff, but just doing unnecessary amounts of weight that are obviously damaging to joints and backs and all those things. So now I'm in my early 30s and I'm starting to feel that.
Well, let's hope it's not the norm. By the way, let me know if I'm okay into the UMP right now. Hopefully it's not the norm that it gets worse over time and you'll be fine. I'm going to jump into Big Apple here and grab myself a bagel. I'll be back in a minute. Just comment quickly on whether I'm holding this one. All right. W8FE.
You're in. You sound good. I'll talk to you in a minute. NADBF.
I am at the home of the average Joe cornhole.
Thank gosh that I was on the phone, sorry. What'd you say?
I said I was right in front of a place that claims that they are the home of the average Joe cornhole. where might that be? 16 in Garfield is a little place called something Backyard Bar and Games. It looks like it's a bar kind of that, or a place that serves alcohol and does backyard games, like cornhole being one of them, I guess, because they're the home of Average Joe Cornhole.
I think I may know where that's at, or driven by it at least. I've never been.
It just struck me as weird, home of the Average Joe Cornhole. Like, okay, great. Good to know.
So did you get your coffee?
I did. I'll tell you. What the hell is this? Okay. Got my road. I was going to take care of his clothes, but I'm going to run Clint River all the way to Cass. But, yeah, I went to Big Apple, and my big quest has been finding a bagel I like. And I think I've told you this before, but I like 12 Grains and none of the Tim Hortons. That's my number one favorite. It's a Tim Hortons 12 Grain. Not all of them carry it. It's going to be more and more not carrying those. Luckily, the one right by my house does. But I never think to stop at that one. And I always stop at one of the ones on my way in. So my second favorite is a pretzel. Nobody's carrying those anymore. And then a salt is another one I really like. Nobody's carrying those. I'm like, my God, can't I just get a bagel I want? You know, sure, as long as it's plain, or the two other choices they consider the stock. But I think we had this discussion before. But Big Apple's got plenty, and they got lots of really good choices.
We have bagel day at the office every Friday, and I'm one of the first people in the office, and I always forget that it's bagel day on Friday. And by the time I get there, the only ones left are the raisin, which are fine, but not really for me, texture thing, and then the plains. So I can kind of relate to not getting the damn flavor you want.
I think they stock the plains because they figure, well, everybody, can deal with the plains. But they're the ones that nobody picks, They're the ones that, it's all that's left, And, if I was going to not carry one, it'd be the raisin, right? Because that's definitely, I get the 12 grain, too. A lot of people don't like that. But I don't know if a lot of people have given that 12 grain that's important to try. People have a certain high and a certain negative, kind of concept of multigrain. And, but boy, they do it. I don't know what they do with theirs, but they're like crack. They're so good.
I'm a fan of whole grain anything. I always get the, 9 grain wheat. I don't remember what it's called. The Jimmy John's bread that you get instead of the French bread. So I've never had a bagel like that, but I'm sure I would like it. But I am pulling in here. I got to get in and get going. It's going to be a busy week to wrap up some stuff before the holiday. When you get in, I meant to bring this up when you mentioned the trunk unit on those old cars. Icom is releasing a new mobile called the ID5200, which looks like a more advanced color green version of the 5100. So I've got a feeling that's going to come out long before that, Kenwood.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. All righty. And, oh, yeah, that multi-grain bread from Jimmy John's is excellent. It's very similar to that in flavor and whatnot, that 12-grain. Tim Hortons, you can find one. Anyhow, have fun. I will check it out. By now, I'm sure you've seen the 7300 Mark II. So, there's that, too. All right, later. W8FU.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe.
morning, Sean. I just wanted to touch base with you briefly, if you don't mind. As you know, I worked in healthcare, physical therapy for many years. And my thoughts and prayers go out to you for whatever resolve you get. Treated many people with back issues, let alone other stuff. And even treated myself recently because I pinched a nerve sitting crooked and getting up and getting older. And I have one of these Velcro belts I can put on temporarily to realign my spine because that's the problem I had. Wasn't a structural damage as much as a improper position that caused a bulging disc or a pinched nerve. So I can relate to the pain that you're talking about. Back to you.
Yeah, it's a bugger, man, when it gets bad. Today it's just a little like, it's kind of reminding me that it was bad. It's not really bad today. So I'm hoping, I got my fingers crossed, I'm going to have a good day. But no, you helped me out a lot, Joe. You and I, when we first talked about this, oh God, it's probably been a year or two ago, you were telling me not to lean away from the pain, lean into it. And ever since I took that to heart, what you were saying, and you explained why, and now when I do that, I tell you what, it doesn't cure the pain, but it gets me moving. As long as I can get out of the chair, which is getting in and out of chairs, that's the killer. If I can get myself standing up, and I do that kind of like work my way, you know, work into the pain a little bit, you know, and then it generally resides, and I can walk around pretty good. You know, until I have to go sit down again, you know. And then once I get seated and I get situated, I can generally find a spot where the pain goes away. So it's just that transitional stuff that's just a real killer. And sometimes I can't walk, but usually if I do that lean into it, kind of work my way into it, it'll compress that back down and get that nerve to, you know, maybe slide in a little bit, you know, and or whatever it does. But that helps a lot. You told me that a year or two ago.
Yep, you can sell that. One thing you may purchase that may not, it's not going to cure anything, but it can help. One reason people have trouble getting older, obviously, because the age itself is aging, is you lose your abdominal, good fine-toned muscles of your abdominal area. Your abdomen, your abdominal muscles actually support the front part, the anterior part of your spine. But when people get older and they say they get a beer belly or a big belly and that, the guys in particular, especially that supports your spine, which allows it to move around and shift, and that gets the slipped disc and the pinched nerves and all that. So when you've got strong abdominals, that's the support, the foundation support for your spine in the front, let alone you got back muscles that do the same in reverse, you know, in the back. But you may look into one of these Velcro belts that people that work in factories or work in supply stock houses or, you know, stock rooms. They wear them for support so they don't put their back out. But you don't want to rely on that 24/7 because then your muscles get weak and you rely on the belt. But if you're in pain and want to reset it, I slept in mine through the night, got up the next day, and my pain was gone. It itself did not take away the pain. It was my alignment of my spine with the belt helped to realign it to get the pinched nerve out of there. Back to you.
Very good. Well, good tips. All right, I just pulled up to work. I got to get inside. So, Joe, we'll catch you next time. After yours, W8FU.
One last thing, Sean, as advice you could do periodically, not often and a lot, is if your wife there can help you, you put little Dixie cups of frozen water in your freezer, and when you need an ice massage, she can ice it to take away the immediate pain so you can work your way out of the pain. So that'll give you a temporary topical one. You don't want to do it too much too often to numb it and get decreased circulation, but it can give you, if you're really in pain bad, it can give you some relief temporarily. 73-KE4-ZYQ, 73 for now.
Heading to LCA for the fourth time this month for the same issue.
Headed where?
Little Caesars.
still here there? That'd be nice.
No, I gotta fix the door hinge.
Electrified hinge
and micro switch on the crash bar. He said it's all fixed, but the door doesn't work. So I ain't got no power. I'm like, ugh, alright, so maybe we blew a fuse, so I'm the only one who has access to the controller that's on the third floor and the door's on the second floor. So me and my coworker go in there and find the issue and fix it.
Yeah, the good old blown fuse. Those are always fun.
Well, the micro switch is what we call a REX input, request to exit, which then bypasses the door status, which is a door contact, so they can go out the door. And that was faulty. And the transfer hinge was acting up, so we got that replaced. And now when you add your card, you can't get in the door because it's not activating the handle. So, might have ground it out, shorted the fuse. Thank goodness it's only one door.
Yeah, that sounds, get some gremlins there.
Yeah, it could have been a nicked wire or something, and when he tested it, it shorted it out or something, so we'll figure it out when we get there. It's early in the morning, so we're not going to get lunch, because they have a caterer during lunch. And we're going to be there before lunch, so I brought a lunch.
Yeah, got to grab those udders and milk it until you can get lunch.
Oh, they have cereal, you know, so I can have breakfast, you know, whatever cereal of the day is, usually it's shredded wheat or Raisin Bran, whatever's in the jar, I can grab some lactose-free milk and have a bowl of cereal if I wanted. That's what I like about going to this place. You know, there's always food somewhere. The one in Ann Arbor has a barista, so that's where I get my coffee from.
I haven't had the catering at LCA. I've had it at Cobo and Fort View. Those are pretty good. We've been in some nice area there.
Yeah, HVAC has the whole stadium, you know, so they do all that there. And then another division of us has the fire alarm, I think. I don't know, every time I turn around, they say that there's a bunch of JCI guys there doing something. So we have a lot of accounts inside of Little Caesars Arena, including Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah, volunteering for the first robotics, you get in a lot of that stuff. Yeah. Been on the field with so many NFL teams, I shouldn't even have been.
You were on a robotics team, or you worked with the NFL?
I was on a robotics team in high school, and then we mentored college, and then when I, various volunteering and mentoring teams through work and everything, we go to the championship games, and they're at, usually like the NFL fields or whatever, so then when the Rams were in St. Louis, been on their field, been in the stadium, I think the Texans play in Houston, the Ford Field, and Atlanta Falcons, and the old Superdome, and then been to quite a few NFL fields.
Well, absolutely. sounds like fun.
We're in Houston, the pit area was the Astrodome, and then we'd go up and play the games in the football field, so we're on the field of the Astrodome, and we had to push our robot up this ramp to get to ground level to get to the football field.
Oh, that sounds cool. I didn't get into robotics when I was in high school. I mean, I had one of those totally robotic arms, from Radio Shack, but that's about it. But I do mess around with, electronics and things that make noise and buzz and, techy stuff.
Yeah, the whole program, I think it started in mid to early 90s, I think. It's evolved quite a bit, and they're all over the world now, and they were doing two championships, but when COVID hit, instead of doing two, they brought it back down to one.
Are you guys ever national champions with the teams that you're on?
When I was in high school, definitely not. We would be lucky to even make the finals, and we'd be out in the first round. the last team I was a part of, went through work, they never got a national championship, but they had gotten the state championship at least three times, and one of them was when I was on the team.
There you go. Got states. That's better than nothing. I mean, that's an improvement. Got your divisionals, then you got your regionals, then you got your state. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, Michigan's kind of a special area. They started doing districts before anybody else. They used to just do regionals, and so Michigan's kind of a special breed. And they've kind of been said that getting the state championship in Michigan is better than getting the world championship, because world, you can get anybody there. It's a little different ball game, but there's not enough matches to really weed out the best people. It's been said getting the Michigan State Championship is harder than getting the World Championship.
Yeah, in addition to that, because it's Michigan, they could be automotive or other companies that look at some of those designs and say, we can implement this in our manufacturing areas and stuff.
That's part of why Michigan is so good, is because we have so many engineers and automotive engineers and people that do software. Granted, there are some really good teams like out of California that are mentored by Google and, those types, but... Michigan is definitely a hotbed for automation and that sort of thing.
Yeah, Google comes up with some surprising designs too. They got some neat stuff when it comes to AI. And Meta's right there behind them. I just saw something that's going on there that I thought was pretty cool. With all these AI glasses or goggles or whatever. It's really neat what you can do with that and how technology's come so far since when we were kids.
Yeah, Google's been working on it for a while. I don't know if you remember the Google Glass. That was it's like 2000, early 2010s. But they had like released something out to the public, like as a beta, and then they never went anywhere with it. But people didn't like people having cameras on their faces.
Cameras on their faces or on the glasses, but hey, let's strap a GoPro to our head with a big, huge stick.
Yeah, I find that funny with the GoPro that you have these people wearing all these aerodynamic suits and like if they're doing, you know, for whatever they're doing, you know, or the cars will be, you know, have all the spoilers and all the aero stuff, and then they'll strap a big GoPro right in the middle of it. It's like, what's the point of putting this aerodynamic helmet on and then strapping a GoPro to the top of it as a big drag?
My point exactly. Except the one that I like to watch with the GoPro is the tower climbers. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I watched some of those. There was one I was watching, the guy that he would do setups for like concerts and stuff, and he was walking across the stadium on like a rounded truss, and he's just walking across like no, and he's just not even holding on to a rope or anything, just balancing right across, and I was like, man, I'd be dangling from my safety rope and I sit by the second step.
Well, there's one video on YouTube. It's called Climbing a 17 or 1900 foot radio tower. And it's to change a light bulb on top of the thing, and that one's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I guess I've seen not that one like that years ago. But, those guys actually don't get what they really should. There's kind of a documentary kind of deal about that. Like a company will say, hey, we need to climb a tower, and somebody will subcontract it to some contractor to a subcontractor, and then you get paid peanuts to go climb. Everybody else is just making a buck off you just because they're the subcontractor, you know?
Yeah, this one is, it shows the company name. It says climbing the, you know, whatever foot tower. The tower is like taller than the Sears Tower in Chicago. And it shows the guy and shows how he climbs up there and the safety equipment he uses, and then, the top of the antenna, when he goes up the antenna, is the only place that is allowed to free climb. This guy free climbs all the way up, stops, throws his hook up on one of the pegs, and leans back and looks over the horizon. He gets all the way to the top there and screws his cover off and pops it open and changes the bulb.
One slip up and you're scraping off the ground with a shovel.
Yeah, but it's not the falling that hurts, it's the sudden stop at the end.
Yeah, that's physics for you. But I'm about to go underground, so I'll say 7:30.
I'll talk to you in the afternoon. 73.
Hey, Uncle Tom. Turk with one.
Good morning, sir, Walter.
Good morning. WACD. Heading towards the office. They're trying to cram down an HMO down our guys' throats, and I'm going there to tell them No.
It makes them almost better because you get more stuff out of it. The only downside is they have to, you know, you can't go see whatever in-network doctor you want. They refer you to one.
Yeah, and did you also know that the doctor gets compensated by how little he refers you to specialists?
I don't know, so PPO is better because you can choose your specialist.
Yeah, I've always paid extra for the PPO all my life. Now that I'm on the senior care program, I stuck with their traditional one, too. There must be a lot of money in that Advantage program thingy because I'll bet you I get 10, 15 calls a day trying to get me to sign up for it, you know. I'm actually getting mean to these people, you know. I ask them how their family goat is and stuff like that. It's disgusting how many I get, but that's a different soapbox. So anyways, that's my agenda for the day. A couple of the employees asked me to show up and help them. So I'm a nice guy. I'm going to go do it. Plus, you know, good old Wally, he has no problem talking what's on his mind. The thing about it is not even the president of the company that's promoting this. It's the insurance company.
So I'm sure they're getting the kickback. Yeah, you speak your mind like I speak my mind, and that's why I'm not allowed in corporate meetings when the head honchos come into town for a town hall and they want a couple individuals from the field in there. I am never chosen.
Yo, all right, I'm here, and I'm going to go start barking. Roof, roof. I'll talk later. I got a lot of driving to do, so after this. W8 Victor Delta. Ooh, W8 out.
Good luck and enjoy the day. 73 Kilo Charlie, Kilo Kilit Oscar. Cujo monitoring.
Gotta buy new.
Hey, bro. dried it and drained the condensation out of it, and eventually rupted. $5 says it's at the bottom of the tank.
Well, what I think happened is they bolted the compressor too tight to the ground, and it's supposed to have rubber insulators between the ground and the compressor, and you're supposed to leave the bolts loose. So, but what people don't know, they bolt them tight to the ground, then they vibrate themselves apart.
Okay, that'll definitely put a crack in the base.
Yeah, like the song. Do a little dance, take a little something, you know, get down tonight. So, that's what happened. So I go over there with my humble face and say, I'm sorry, but I can't fix it. So, that's my job for the day.
Sounds like me, my first job. Went to LCA. Because there was a door that wasn't working on the stairwell after I paid a crap ton of money for a locksmith to replace a micro switch and a transfer hinge, which are not cheap. And he goes, there's no power to the door. I said, oh, okay. So, went into the control board with the power supply then, and lo and behold, oh, a blown fuse. Replaced that, and that took 3 minutes. And then I went up to the cafeteria and had a wonderful, healthy breakfast.
Company time? Did you punch out? Not, I'm going to have to tell.
Well, consider that me and my coworker are the top dogs in the service department. And the boss lets us play wherever we want. No. I ain't on company time.
I'm just messing with you anyways. Alright, other than that, not too much. Talked to Dave Perdell last night for quite a bit. That was fun.
Yeah, I keep meaning to ask him how that strobe light worked for him.
Yeah, I gotta get his radio to put one more frequency or one more talk group in it. Talk group is the right word, Waldo. Talk group. Gotta do that. Grab the other two back. Get one to Mike. And get the other four back to where their home is.
Well, that works. And I think I told you I ordered a programming cable for the Motorola, so I can upload the radio into my CPS version 2.0.
There you go. It'll work with the other version, just to let you know. It doesn't matter either way, especially on that radio. I think that'll work fine, because that's at 209. Or no, it isn't. Yours is at 12-something, which is as new as it can go, which is fine. We'll leave it alone.
Yeah, because I just have the old plug from version 1, so uploading the code plug from the radio to the software that I have, and I'll have everything that I need in there, and I've been poking around in the other one and learning the Motorola CPS, and it doesn't seem too complicated.
It really isn't that bad once you understand all the different disciplines. It's really not that bad. You just got to get everything right. The color code, the talk group, the time slot, the frequency, the roaming capabilities, the IP connect, and where you put it. Other than that, it'll work. Can't take this phone call. I'll be back. I'm back.
And I am still here.
I'm going to change repeaters.
I'm 23. I'm going to try something else. Let's go to Warren. I'll be right back. How's that sound? W-A-D-D.
Sound good to me. K-K-K-K-O.
I really got to stop that. I got to take this radio off, stop it from wherever it hears transmitting that. Because I don't pay attention, and the last one was on KP8LDS. Now it's on 2.6.
Yeah, I usually use Warren, but I try to stretch and exercise LTS as much as I can.
Ferndale, what do you use?
I'm on Warren right now.
What a small world. Me too.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good reach, so I try to use them, whatever one has the best RSSI on it is the one that I try to stay on.
Look at you getting all fancy and everything.
This is WACBD.
Sound like a radio announcer, don't I?
Beginning to sound like me.
I'm going to be home alone tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do. She's got to go babysit her mother.
Are you done laying down all the sod?
Got one piece left. It's a bunch of burnt spots in the lawn. I got carried away with Roundup. I did some damage, but I think I figured out how to undo the damage. Miracle-Gro, baking soda, rototilling, and a lot of water.
I got this bucket and I put it in the flower beds. Kills the weeds, but not the flowers. Now you got to sprinkle it all around and then you got to water it, get it wet, get it saturated into the ground. And worked okay so far.
I saw that stuff at the landscape place. They had quite a bit of it and I thought, oh, this stuff must be pretty popular.
Messed up, you believed him. All right, I'm going to get into this account. I'll be back in a bit. KGO.
All right, if it works out, we'll stop someplace to have a cup of coffee. WAB.
WD8KOL. KF8. ERC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL.
Well, good morning. KF8DRC, go ahead.
Well, there you are, Jack. How you doing today?
Very good. It's a little chilly, and that's about it.
Yes, it is. It's man, it's a beautiful day. If you got some yard work to do, how's that garden coming? You starting to get a lot of cucumbers and stuff?
I don't know. This year is different. You know, I got some cucumbers and a lot of tomatoes. A lot of cherry tomatoes, too, and Amish tomatoes, I grow about 6-7 of them.
What about peppers? You grow any hot peppers or anything?
I have about three jalapeno. They got flowers in them. The reason why, because the cucumbers took over. You see how it is in that picture I send you. It went all the way high.
Okay, yeah, the local farmer here said it's really a good year for peppers because it was so hot.
Yeah, that's for sure. So how is everything? Everything all right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, everything's good. Had a little problem with my back there last week, and finally went to the chiropractor. I hadn't been to him in a couple months. And, boy, he straightened me out. Still a little sore, but back on track.
Well, see, because a couple of months, it makes a little bit different because you're not supposed to do what is supposed to be done, and that's why it made it a little bit different. But you'll be all right after you work on you, that's why.
Yeah, he's funny. The guy that I go to retired, but he does it on the side. Obviously not for the money, but he lives a little bit away. He lives up in Clio, so I got to drive up there, but he gives me a good deal and takes care of me. But he's going to be gone for 8 weeks, so he's going camping and stuff, so I got to make sure I'm okay for 8 weeks.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Just don't do the heavy lifting and all that stuff. I don't know if you're going to listen or not, except to you.
No, I don't do any of that stuff anymore. No more heavy lifting. So what do you got for plan for the day?
Today, Brian's supposed to... supposed to visit a couple of families today and come back. And, you know, I was home yesterday all day, had a couple of beer, you know, that's why.
You had a couple of beers?
Yeah, I'll text you why I had a couple of beer anyhow.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. Well, yeah, I'm glad you stayed home if you had a couple of beers.
I call it a couple more than that.
Jack, did you tie one on yesterday, did you?
No. No. It was good, you know, good fun. I went over with my daughter. She invited me to come for dinner. I said, okay, no problem. I went and ate there and all that. Then I got home.
Oh, okay. Well, cherish those moments, that's for sure. You know, dinner with the daughter. I had the same thing this weekend. I don't see her as much as I'd like to, but... I always cherish the time with her, for sure.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, I will text you why I was home yesterday. I ain't going to say it on the air. too many repeaters open.
Yeah, I was just up on 20 and 40. Not a whole lot going on right now, that's for sure. Couple guys ragged you, went up on 40, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see what today brings. But all right, Jack, good hearing from you. I saw you didn't get on the morning brew list there. I can't even remember what the question was, but I didn't get up in time. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. From KF8BRC, this is WD8KLL. I'll be clearing your final.
Good talking to you, Greg. I will definitely thank you, why, and all that stuff. That bad stuff. I couldn't get in because I woke up at 8:30 and it was too late to put in the call sign. And also they had a problem with that GM over there at that Renaissance. They had a really problem. One of the guys out here trying to contact them, and he couldn't. They didn't hear him at all. So, and I said, let me forget about that.
Why don't you go through your hotspot directly to East Coast Reflectors?
I don't know what, it doesn't show on the computer. So I don't know. I know what you're saying. And all they have to do is put their call sign, put their frequency, and I can talk on my 390.
I just do it through EchoLink on my iPad. I just, all through the internet, right through EchoLink. It works good.
You're right. Yeah, I got EchoLink. I can go through them. I can go on All-Star. I got two All-Stars. One on the handheld and one on the telephone. I got both of them. So I can go on one of it. I figure on the radio it's better than I don't know. They said on the radio it's better from text them and all that stuff. And some said, no, you're not going to get there, which is true. Sometimes you don't get there on the radio. And I don't know, that repeater they got over there, I don't know what it is. But some of them says it's not good enough for the radios.
I don't know. I've always just done the EchoLink. Question of the day: have you ever binge watched a television show? Well, I'm sure you've done that, Jack.
I like John Wayne and Gary Cooper.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're a big John Wayne fan. Yeah, you would have been a big yes.
Yeah, that's why I missed it. It was too late. It was 8:30, and they had everybody on, and I couldn't get in.
Yeah, it looks like 134 people checked in today. So, all right, well, there's always tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk later. Thanks for calling. KFA
DRC. Okay, Jack, have a great day. We'll talk to you later. WDAKLL on Clark.
KFA DRC, KE4ZYQ.
Well, good morning, Joe. And how are you doing this morning?
So far, pretty good, thank you. And yourself, hopefully doing good. Got some things done around the house. Put my new sticker on my car. That's good for 2 years for traveling. And I heard you talking briefly there as I turned my radio on. You said something about Cary Grant and John Wayne or something. Yeah, Cary Grant, he used to talk like that. Cary Grant, yeah.
Yeah. I like to watch John Wayne. I do have all his DVDs and all that, and I watch them all. The one I like is the Chisholm. That really the Chisholm is the best out there for me. I don't know about anybody else. And I like Gary Cooper the way he walks.
Jack, you're talking back in the days of real actors and actresses, not these made-up ones that all they do is scream and yell and whatever. These guys have played multiple characters in society or movies that most people would die to be able to do, right?
Yeah, it really was all days, it was the best. Because I've been here since 68. I came after the riots. A couple of days after the riot, and that's when I came in.
Anyhow, Jack, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hello and wish you a good day and good rest of the week. And remember my motto, stay out of trouble or don't get caught. Pick one of them. You can't get in trouble and stay out of trouble. So, and don't get caught either. So 7-3 for now, KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Joe, good talking to you and good to hear you. We'll talk again anyhow, Joe, anytime you like. No problem. KF8DRC.
7-3, KE4ZYQ, clear. Where you go?
On the highway now, heading up to Waterford. Got to go take care of an issue that doesn't really describe what the issue is, but I got to go take care of it.
Okay, I'm just leaving. Fabulous Ferndale, but maybe you're still around.
Yeah, that would have been nice if I could grab a cup of coffee and you could meet my coworker Brad, but unfortunately, they just got us running like a chicken with no head. Go here, go here, go here.
I get it. I understand.
This happens when you have two technicians in the field out there.
I get it. So, no worries.
You off back to the office, or you got another facility you got to go to?
I'm off to the office. I got to do a bunch of paperwork that I've been procrastinating on.
Did they like your evaluation, though?
They were trying to be kind of, oh hell, I'll say it, cheap. But, I mean, they were running the entire operation for quite some time on the backup compressor, which is only 5 horse.
And are they going to replace the primary, or are they going to look for other alternatives?
That is the $100,000 question.
About the price for a big compressor like that?
$15,000.
That's the profit after selling one car.
Oh, Grasshopper, you only knew how these boys think.
Oh, no, I'm in a field, too, where they say, well, that's a little price. You know, well, you get what you pay for, so we're giving you a quality product with quality service, but if you want to speak out, go for it. Just don't call us when it breaks sooner than you expect.
Yeah, it's the same business. Oh, my gosh, the exit's closed. Now what? Hey, Sean, you're around. W8FU, W8VD. Can't get on the highway at Woodward.
No.
I just learned me something.
But if you go to 11 mile, it'll dip you right along the freeway, and then right after the Quinney, you get back on.
Well, I've already been forced onto the service drive.
It's kind of like 10, 11 miles. Keep skirting that, and then right after past the Quinney, then the ramp's right there.
Another ramp closed ahead.
Petey.
Maybe try to reach Sean on P25 and see if he's around.
I might do that. Hold on.
He didn't answer there either. So I think it's going to take me to your 11 mile because now I'm following the blue signs.
Yeah, he'll just go straight up 696 and then you'll see the ramp. It's probably the quote-unquote emergency route for 696 east.
Yeah, it says detour east 696, taking me north on Campbell.
Oh, look, my next customer. So I'll be stepping out again for a short bet. But of course, unless I'll be back again. Thank you.
Go fix some stuff, will ya?
WAGD Mobile.
WHDPA Mobile.
On the road again.
KBPR. Yeah, I just heard Livonia.
Oh, I said hello there. Hey, KGL. On my way from my next run now, 1.7 miles away.
Oh, okay, Tom. Yeah, it sounded like Livonia. Whatever. Leaving work, heading for a doctor's appointment. So, I got about 15 minutes.
You know, for me to drive 1.5 miles in time, it could probably going to be 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. It's quite tough through there. I know they got some roads closed. This morning I was driving down Square Lake Road earlier than I normally do, and man, that was took about 6 lights to get through Woodward.
Yeah, I'm coming from Dixie Highway. West of Telegraph by about 4 miles. And I'm like, well, my next one is over here on Opdyke and Walton. I'm like, well, just take Walton down. Guess what? It's close to the railroad tracks. So I do.
Okay, yeah, I know. I didn't think I know exactly where you're at. Oh, trip. We're losing a lane here. Okay, got to get over. Where are you off to?
I'm going to go to selling these on the door reader system. Their remote application is not working properly, so I'm going to call the manufacturer. But since they were purchased by another manufacturer, you know, another vendor of mine, tech support isn't as quick as it used to be, and now I'm going to wait online. I'm like, what's going on? And it takes like an hour for them to call me back. It's more than ridiculous. That, you know, because it goes over.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did you say an automatic door system?
Card access. You all we need is a badge to get through the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roger. Does anybody use keypads anymore, or is it all card access now?
I don't know. They use keypads. There's keypad readers out there that have strict keypads. But it's, we call that access, there's card access and access control. Card access is where you use basically keyless entry, with an ID badge and it unlocks the door. Card access is where you have security sitting there, and when you badge through the door, it lets them know that you went through the door, and if you hold the door open, it sets off an alarm. And if you use the key to open the door, it sets off an alarm. So that's controlled access. It's access control. Where what I have here is card access. A lot of them, they don't have door contact monitors or anything like that. They basically just, instead of giving out keys, they give out cards and unlock the door. That's probably about 90% of the systems out there.
Okay. Is this mostly like corporate offices and things, or what kind of facilities use that more, mostly?
Industrial and commercial applications. I do have a couple power plants and aviation, federal buildings, things like that. All depends on the application of what you have installed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, municipalities are big. I worked temporarily at the West Bloomfield Police Department for as like technical support, and I had a card to get through any door. You had to keep the card on a one of those dongles or whatever, and just had to keep every door you went through had a swipe.
Yep, I used to have them a long time ago, like 20-some-odd years ago. But I do have a few townships and quite a few schools. Because it all depends on what you want is what you get. But, like, the airport is full-blown, 100% access control. You take your card, go through the door, you close the door. Then when you leave, you go out the door unless it's an emergency. They get the crash bar, which then sends off a detect unit, which then trips a sounder and a BS. Or triggers the camera to point, point at the door, and then, of course, airport security and airport police are on your carrier within a minute.
Yeah, yep, and yet people slip through those things somehow. Gets people aren't careful enough who follows in behind them and such.
Prison. It's a federal penalty, and you lose your badge, and whoever the badge works for, it's a $10,000 fine. And they have it all in, you cannot fight it. So if you're going through a door, you can just walk through it and walk away. You have to stand there, wait for the door to close, and if something's coming, you pull it closed fast. So yeah, there's a lot of stipulations and a lot of rules. Each one of those badges, for my company, is $3,000 a piece. So, yeah, they hold you to the rules, to the letter, to the T, to the I, to the period.
Is the badges are $3,000 a piece? What, they made with gold?
Stolen out of my vehicle, you better have a police report to prove that. I've had your badge is suspended until you find it. So yeah, they hold a. There's a lot of stuff that goes through it. Your cars, when I used to drive on the AOA, my vehicle. It was a big policy, like I said. The way the AOA passes were like $3,000. The badges were like $400, $500 a piece. So, yeah, when you turn it back in, then you get your security deposit back. So, a lot of money for you to be there.
Oh, I see now. Security deposit. All right. Well, that's cool. But, you know, you do hear in the news, you know, how somebody managed to slip through, and you wonder, with all that security, how did he do that? How did this person get out on the tarmac? You know, how did that lady who stowed away somehow got inside? That was in the news recently. Flew to England, I think, or somewhere overseas. It always amazes me how that happens.
99% of the time it's an inside job by an individual, and they can catch them. And the penalties and extremely heavy fine. And also too depends on the airport that you fly out of. But DW is rated up there, one of the fifth airport in the United States. And they take their security system and procedures extremely.
All right, you're dropping it out a bit. Are you on my machine? I'm on the east side right now, so I'm on the Warren.
Yeah, I'm on the air machine. I gotta step out now. Finally got to my destination. But I will talk to you on the radio final. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Charlie Oscar.
All right, very good. And I'm just a couple minutes away from mine, so works out good. Catch you later. AB8PR.
KE8RUH. W8FU.
Afternoon it is. What's up, Nick?
Not a much. Just fighting traffic on the way home. Passing the old Gibraltar here. Headed east. Trying to get back in the groove of things. Got back from the southern retreat last night. Didn't have much motivation.
You got the other one on?
That last one I think I didn't get because of the identifier.
Oh, I'm just wondering if you have the other one on.
Well, I can have the other one on. I can, let me switch over there.
WNFU.
K8BB.
Have your own meeting.